right, let's go. Let's go.
Real sports talk for real sports fans.
Oh, man, I love it. I love it.
You suck.
Back to Miller and Condon on 1700 KBGG.
Eesh. Daniel, we're watching, what are we watching, SportsCenter? Is that what we got on?
Yep.
Daniel Carlson, who at least at 1 o'clock or 1:02 here on Monday, is still a member of the Minnesota Vikings.
As far as I can see, no breaking news.
Nothing on Twitter.
Even Mason Crosby, who I had remarked earlier in the game, but he just doesn't miss kicks anymore.
He missed one.
Missed one at the end of regulation.
Yeah. So bigger play, Trent. I'm glad. Let's stay on this game because we've got a short segment here before we get to Dylan.
Yeah.
It's the Packers and the Vikings, and they moved the needle in this market, so it was wonderful that it happened like this. The Clay Matthews roughing the passer, like, that's the rules. Hate it.
It is.
It's the rules. I don't think he picked him up. I didn't see that. But if you land with your body, I don't know how you tackle either, I'll say that. I mean, I don't know how you're supposed to tackle a quarterback anymore, but they are protecting the quarterbacks, and the referee called the same penalty earlier in the game against Minnesota.
Right.
You know, they fell on Aaron Rodgers and the flag came out. So at least he was consistent. It's a rule that nobody likes except quarterbacks. But it's a quarterback-driven league. You want to protect your stars.
There is a point of no return, right, though, that it goes too far.
I think yesterday went too far.
I mean, we're dangerously close to it right now. It is... What do you do?
I don't know.
I don't think you can tackle them. Mm-hmm. You have to bring them to the ground.
Mm-hmm.
You can't hit with your shoulder, follow through the tackle. You have to just kind of push him over me. I mean, it's as simple as that. Don't tackle the guy. Just shove him.
Right. And then if it is going in that direction, then I think that officials need to start blowing the whistle and stopping play as soon as the quarterback. We're not going to see quarterbacks escape what looks to be a sack.
The Eli Manning play.
Right. That's got to be in the Super Bowl. That's a great example, Trent.
It's over.
Got to call it there. If you're going to call a defensive player for taking a quarterback to the ground, if you're protecting him that way, you have to go both ways. Excellent point.
And they're showing the highlights here. What a game.
It was a great game. But what is Mike McCarthy doing? Let me ask you this. There's a lot of blame going around. The kickers clearly. Why is Mike McCarthy throwing the ball and allowing Minnesota to keep two timeouts?
Multiple times.
Right.
Is that McCarthy or was that Rodgers?
Well, who's ever sending in the play, I mean, you've got to make them burn their timeouts at that point.
Very simple.
Mm-hmm.
It was funny watching social media. I have a lot of Viking and Packer friends and family in my life. Their reaction to the tie, though,
I think they're right. I mean, it's the tie in the NFL.
10 minutes. It's now down to 10 minutes.
I know.
Should they do penalty kicks? Should they do something?
Yeah.
I know.
Well, that wouldn't have solved yesterday. Well, yeah, because Crosby would have made one.
He would have made one finally.
Yeah. We still could be there.
They get five.
On Carlson.
Right. Oh, that poor kid.
You know, the other thing, my other takeaway, I thought for most of the afternoon that Cleveland was going to be very drunk because those fridges were going to be popped open.
The free Bud Light was coming.
The free Bud Light was about to be flowing, but they're the Cleveland Browns and found a way to lose another football game, speaking of kickers. But I thought Cleveland was going to finally put one in the win column.
Marshall Kane, he was in Minnesota.
Yeah.
Look, he's got to get a phone call, doesn't he?
Somebody does. Dan Bailey's
the veteran.
But he's
that
turned down four teams, apparently.
Oh, really?
He's waiting for the right team to call. Well, if you're Dan Bailey or his agent, aren't the Minnesota Vikings that team?
That's a little better than the Cleveland Browns.
Right?
Yes.
I mean, the Minnesota Vikings are a kicker away from who knows how far. Like, I still think after two, well, let me ask you. 2 weeks in, you can only pick one team. Your life depends on picking the Super Bowl winner after week two. You get an extra 5 years of life, or you lose 5 years of life if you get it wrong. Get it right, Trent Condon.
New England Patriots.
You taking the Patriots?
I think you still have to.
Do
in terms of talent, it's the Rams.
I agree. That's my team.
But in there,
that
really.
Defense.
But they played the Raiders.
I know. But it's
the
way they're doing it. The Cardinals are terrible.
Oh, boy.
Terrible. And this week we've got the Battle of L.A., do we not?
We do,
I think we got Chargers-Rams. I think the Rams at this point, to me, maybe it's the Jags.
That's a good
that
call.
Defense is legit.
It is. Brady was not pleased with his squad yesterday.
No, he was lighting them up on this. Do your job.
Do your job.
Dylan Mott's going to do his job with us next. We're grateful for it. He's from the Ames Tribune, covers Iowa State. Trent and I are here until 2. Ken Miller Show on 1700 KBGG.
Afternoons, we talk sports on 1700 with Jimmy B and TC, Des Moines' savviest sports duo on The Big Talker, 1700 KBGG.
This year, it's our year.
No. This year, it's my team.
Yeah, this is the year.
This season, everyone is going to know where I'm tailgating.
My team, my colors, my flag.
Hello, it's why I fly the flag.
This is the year you fly the colors of your favorite team. And you'll find those colors at Heartland Flagpoles and Flags. The largest selection of team flags anywhere. Every team, every sport, every flag. Almost. Buy online and get free shipping. HeartlandFlags.com.
Easter Seals Iowa provides support for children and adults with disabilities in our community. From the fun of Camp Sunnyside to employment and daily living skills, Easter Seals provides a wide range of support to promote independence.
We have so much fun out in the sun here at Camp Sunnyside.
Learn more at EasterSealsIA.org.
Save big this autumn season during Menards' Fall Catalog Sale. Menards has the blocks you need to create your ideal backyard. Whether it's a spacious patio, a stunning fire pit, or a sturdy retaining wall, there's no limit to what you can create with so many styles and options to choose from. Lakewood retaining wall blocks are just $1.99 each. Get Lakewood extra large blocks for $2.99 each. Sale prices are good through September 22nd during Menards' Fall Catalog Sale.
Save big money at Menards.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Eventually, it's going to happen. You'll turn the key and your engine won't start. Don't lose your ability to get around. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts for a superstart battery. Whether it's a reliable economy, hardworking premium, or powerful extreme, you'll find it at an everyday low price. Don't let a dead battery slow you down. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is Hawkeye coach Kirk Ferentz. My players know that determination and a strong will can lead to endless possibilities. For years, Iowa farmers have believed that also. Farmers are the backbone of this country, and their dedication to bringing us food and energy has never been more important. That's why we're proud to wear the America Needs Farmers logo on our helmets. Join the Hawkeyes and the Iowa Farm Bureau as we celebrate farmers during ANF Game Day on September 22nd. For more information and pick up some great ANF merchandise, visit AmericaNeedsFarmers.org.
Sponsored by the Iowa Farm Bureau. Federation.
Huawei, don't hesitate. Come on, let's get away.
Being in Des Moines, you just get it through the experience.
I'm a fan of a lot of our fast, casual cuisine.
I love the theater and the shopping. My kids love to go to the parks.
There's a lot going on musically.
If you can't find things to do in Des Moines,
you must be boring.
This is a magical place.
Don't miss out. Visit catchdesmoines.com and plan your getaway to Greater Des Moines.
Catch what you've been missing.
The Rookie is Central Iowa's leader in sports cards, collectibles, supplies, and memorabilia. The Rookie has a large selection of vintage and modern-day sports cards from brands such as Topps, Upper Deck, and Panini. Whether you're starting a new collection or building your own, The Rookie has all your needs from football, basketball, baseball, hockey, UFC, and more. It's time to collect. Stop by The Rookie, 9992 Swanson Boulevard, right across from the Willis Auto Campus, and online at TheRookieSportsCards.com.
At Wolf Construction, we do many large construction projects across the Midwest, but we started as a roofing company, and we're still a roofing company today. At Wolf Construction, we believe in honest work, a fair price, and work we stand behind, and our 10-year workmanship warranty proves it. We know roofing. With our one-day get-it-done approach, we're known as a roofing machine. Call Wolf Construction for a free estimate at 515-225-8866 or visit us on the web at wolfconstruction.net. At Wolf Construction, we take your roof personally.
build your business. At Signorama of Urbandale, we offer customized solutions for signs, branding, marketing, and advertising. We have a full range of custom sign and graphic services to meet your needs, build your brand, and create your image. Look around and you'll see how Andy Woodley and his staff help businesses enhance visibility and get noticed. Let us work with you to understand your unique marketing goals and help you reach them. Signorama of Urbandale, the way to grow your business. 3368 100th Street in Urbandale and online at signorama.com/IA-Urbandale.
Vehicle advertising print wraps can be seen tens of thousands of times a day. If you want to increase your advertising footprint with the full or partial vinyl print wrap on your business vehicle, go to CompleteAutoWraps.com. Complete Auto Wraps also specializes in full color change color wraps. Change the color of your vehicle or add a customized look with a print wrap to your vehicle, motorcycle, or boat. Don't pay big dealership or national sign chain prices when you can get yours installed by a professional trained and certified installer. Contact Corby for more information or a free estimate at CompleteAutoWraps.com.
It's time for your daily dose of cyclone coverage on 1700 KBGG.
All right, let's get right to him. He's Dylan Bontz, Ames Trib, amestrib.com. He joins us as we recap Oklahoma and Iowa State. Dylan, Trent, Ken, thanks for coming on. How's things?
You know, going pretty well. How about you guys?
Doing fine. So did the Bobby McMillan injury news come out on the teleconference from earlier today? Is that how you guys found out?
Yeah, it was asked of him because he was kind of one that went under the radar a little bit on Saturday and didn't get asked about. But, it came out on the teleconference, and obviously a torn ACL, you're done for the season. But they're hopeful he's back and ready to go at the beginning of next year.
Fast forward. We know that there's no controversy, air quote, against Akron. Will there be perhaps, pursuant to the quarterback position, I loved what I saw out of Zeb Nolan. I think he's got a tremendous future. He can clearly chuck the ball over the place. I know that there's some guys that are waiting in the wings that they're awful high on. But, man, Kyle Kemp, who came back, you know, got that extra year of eligibility. Kemp versus Nolan, once Kemp's ready to play, is going to be a tough call, Dylan Montz.
Yeah, exactly. That's kind of the thing that, people have been covering the team. We've all had little conversations and stuff, and it's something to definitely keep an eye on because it's going to be interesting because if Zeb Nolan does play well against Akron, and then if he is the guy to go against TCU, which sounds like it's possible, and plays well in all those games, it'll be kind of hard to yank him, too, if Iowa State can kind of get some momentum rolling a little bit. But I think there's certainly like what Kemp gives them, not just on the field and accuracy and all the things people talk about him, but what he kind of does for that room and kind of helps shepherd those guys along. So there's still value there. And I think he's probably a guy that could handle, kind of sliding into that backup role a little bit better than some other guys. But it's going to be a tough decision because it's hard to take a guy out if he's playing well, even if it is for a guy like Kyle Kemp, who obviously gives you a lot too.
How good was Kyler Murray in person on TV? He certainly leapt off the screen. Speed and threw the ball even better than I anticipated seeing. What did you see, Dylan?
Oh, he's incredible. Just his athleticism and his ability to really hit the corner and get going and burst. And, people certainly had made their jokes about how good of a slider he is, which if he's going to be playing professional baseball next year for the Oakland A's, I guess he'd have to be. But right. He was so impressive, just what he could do on the ground, and then certainly his ball placement and how he was able to deliver some of those big throws was really impressive. But when you step in for a guy like Baker Mayfield, who did so much for an offense and had so much command, to really not miss a beat before putting points up on the board and getting chunks of yardage, I think he's doing a phenomenal job and really kind of fun to see him in person.
Chase Allen was starting to emerge, in my opinion. They were starting to utilize the tight end more than in years at Iowa State. Chase Allen looked the part. He was starting to have a role in that offense. It looked to me like it's a groin. At least that's seemingly what he was pointing to. Any update on Chase Allen?
You know what? I wish I could have a better update for you guys. That was one we didn't get to on the teleconference, but it did look like a groin injury, and I know they got him over to the training table and were working on him for quite a bit. And Matt Campbell didn't really have a full diagnosis, I guess, in the post game. So I guess it'll just have to kind of be a thing we get to tomorrow. But it didn't sound like it was going to be anything they hope is long term. So I don't know if he'll be ready to go this week. Like I said, we'll know tomorrow. But it's encouraging, I guess, if they can come back here relatively shortly.
Speaking of long term or not, is the Wildcat going to be long term? Yeesh.
Yeah, that's kind of the one people have been talking about too. The problem was the timing, I guess, just kind of favors the defense a little bit, especially when there's no wrinkles to it.
Right.
Obviously, David Montgomery can create so much and do so many things back there, but with the offensive line still kind of trying to find its way and them not really taking a shot with it, like a David Montgomery pass, which he's certainly capable of because he doesn't play quarterback, it's really kind of easy to sniff those out, even with the pre-snap motion that they do. So I think you'll see it maybe in the future. I don't know if you'll see it as much, but I think down the road here, they'll probably try to add a couple wrinkles like a pass or a handoff even from Montgomery. So that'll be interesting too.
Dylan Montz, Ames Tribune, AmesTrib.com. Follow Dylan on Twitter, at Dylan Montz. We will talk to you on Friday. We'll preview Akron and Iowa State. Thank you, Dylan Montz. Appreciate it as always.
Yeah, thank you, guys. Take care.
Good to talk to you. Dylan Montz, AmesTrib, AmesTrib.com. Back with NFL and college football conversation next, 1700 KBGG.
Talk, sports, yeah, we got all that online at 1700kbgg.com.
Guys, are you ready to begin your journey to live life better? Are you feeling tired and worn down, or looking to improve performance and drive in the bedroom? Looking to burn fat and gain muscle? Then it's time to contact New Leaf Wellness. New Leaf Wellness offers a free, no-obligation consultation. Dr. Robert Seaman and the New Leaf staff will help craft a plan dedicated to you. From testosterone replacement therapy, advanced weight loss, to nutritional therapy, New Leaf Wellness strives to find the plan that will improve your quality of life. Dr. Robert Seaman and New Leaf Wellness. Give them a call today at 515-650-1358. Again, 515-650-1358 for New Leaf Wellness. One more time, 515-650-1358. It's time to live life better with New Leaf Wellness. Call 515-650-1358. That's 515-650-1358.
Looks like we have another contestant for Russian Roofer Roulette. Place your bet. Choose from unmet expectations, we overpromise and underdeliver, or we'll carelessly drag our ladder over your daffodils. Let's log on to Google and play.
I'm Ryan Johnson, owner of Wright Roofing. Before you play Russian Roofer Roulette, give us a call. Wright Roofing is one of the only local roofers with a 50-year warranty on both the shingles and the labor. So you know that when we roof it, we'll roof it once and we'll roof it right. For a warranty on materials and labor that's five times longer than most companies, call Wright Roofing at 515-729-0770, where we say you choose the color, we'll handle the rest. That's 729-0770, or find us online at rightroofing.com. That's rightroofing.com with an R.
Roof it once, roof it right. Right Roofing.
This is the worst place in the world to play football. Or the best.
It's a true home field advantage here in Kansas City.
Here, you're greeted with a menacing
the
roar.
MVP of the game, this crowd.
Or an invigorating welcome home. Where you drown in a sea of red or feel the support of an entire kingdom. The last place you want to be, or the only place you want to be. This is a stadium filled with memories.
Dante Hall's gonna do it again.
Or nightmares.
Gary Thomas, it's an NFL record.
A louder than life family, a larger than life foe. Some call it hostile. We call it home.
Hang in our house. Let's go.
Welcome to Arrowhead. Welcome to Chiefs Kingdom. Tickets at Chiefs.com.
You ever wonder what you look like with a full, natural head of hair? We'll find out. Mr. Executive lets you try before you buy. Get real hair again and a lease with options. Mr. Executive offers a 90-day lease for just $200. And at the end of 90 days, if you decide to keep your new hair, the initial investment goes toward the purchase price. Look, don't spend any more money on potions and lotions that don't work. Check the latest in hair replacement online at MRExecutive.com or call 274-4049. Mr. Executive, 70th and University in Windsor Heights.
Does overpaying for something make sense? We don't think it does at Charterhouse Real Estate. That is why we have completely changed the commission structure at our real estate firm from what you are used to hearing about. Gone are the days of 6 or 7% to sell your home. We charge $24.95 plus 3%. Don't worry if that sounds a bit odd. Just know that on average, our sellers save thousands in real estate commission when they sell their home with us. The best part is our sellers still get full service, including social media marketing, their home on the MLS, a dedicated agent, and much more. Head to charterhouseiowa.com and use our calculator there to see what your savings could be. We are Charterhouse Real Estate, and we are changing the way you think about selling your home.
At Wolf Construction, we do many large construction projects across the Midwest, but we started as a roofing company, and we're still a roofing company today. At Wolf Construction, we don't just show up with a dumpster and trailer in your driveway. We arrive with a business card in hand, ready to take care of your home. Whether it's a simple roof repair, a complete re-roofing project, or a new construction project, Wolf Construction can handle the job. Call Wolf Construction at 515-225-8866 or visit us on the web at wolfconstruction.net. We're a roofing machine.
Are you interested in starting a new franchise? You can find a lawyer right here in the state of Iowa to help with your franchise law needs. Rush Niggin with Brick Gentry Law PC provides law services for those involved in starting a new franchise. Find more information online at rushonbusiness.com, where Rush Niggin can assist you in buying or starting a new franchise. A presenting sponsor of the 2018 high school football season on 1700 KBGG. Brick Gentry Law PC and Rush Niggin.
It's our final segment, a long segment of that. A couple of guests lined up for you. We're going to hear from Nick Athan coming up here momentarily. Of course, Nick covers the Chiefs. You can follow him on Twitter at Chiefs Insider. And then Bama Bob, Trent, and I will go around the Power Five conferences, take it from each of them, and maybe a look ahead to one game that we have our eye on for this upcoming weekend. Where, by the way, Trent, a three-pack on Friday night. Just throwing it out there. Ooh. I know you poo-pooed the Friday schedule last week.
Yes.
Not bad this week. Let's get Nick Athan in here. Nick, good to talk to you, first of all. How's the website going? Are you guys ready to roll yet, by the way?
Yeah, ChiefsBlitz.com. We're going to probably have more content up this week. But, we're kicking it out here. We just hired a bunch of writers, so... We're getting pretty excited about it, but definitely more content this week as the Chiefs finally get to play at Arrowhead at home for, God, it seems like it's been forever.
Yeah, well, it has been forever, Nick. But look, and Patrick Mahomes has been on the road his last three starts, if you include Week 17 at Denver, and then the two to open the season this year at the Chargers and, of course, at the Steelers, a team that has given them fits over the years. Patrick Mahomes is 3-0. Nick, he broke a record yesterday, a record shared by Peyton Manning and Drew Brees and some guy I'd never heard of that played in the 60s. But that's pretty elite company. Manning, Hall of Famer. Brees, Hall of Famer. Look, we're getting ahead of ourselves putting Patrick Mahomes in the Hall of Fame. But, Nick, so far so good. That's amazing.
Yeah, it really is. And, there was I was reading some stuff on it this morning, and Peter King talks to his father, and he goes, I don't even think he understands what he's doing. In other words, I don't think he understands the accomplishment or realizes the accomplishment he just did. Because he just plays football, and I'm not gonna lie to you, I am shocked. If you'd asked me Patrick Mahomes 6 touchdowns at Pittsburgh or KU was gonna be Rutgers, I probably would have chose KU and Rutgers, to be honest with you. But I tell you, this kid from day one had everybody's respect. I mean, thank God that Brett Veach had that stand up on the desk moment and said, "I don't care what it takes, Andy and John, you got to get this guy." And fortunately, John Dorsey got the deal done. And, thank you to Alex Smith. It really taught him a lot and really allowed him to just kind of watch how and what it takes to be a professional. I mean, this kid is lights out. I mean, I've not seen anything like this. I mean, it's been – you probably have to go back to Elway, maybe Dan Marino. I mean, Marino started like this too. Marino was just right out of the gates his rookie. But he played as a rookie, and I think he led him to the Super Bowl.
He did.
So, I think what's amazing about this is, they still haven't put forth their best game yet offensively. I mean, they have not run the ball in 2 weeks. If they ever run the ball and return to screen passes, then all of a sudden it takes another dimension. If you're thinking crazy outside of the box, you know, Gordon's out there. Hey, why not throw him into the mix? This would be the greatest offense potentially of all time, and I still think it can be that way. But I think what's amazing to me is that a kid is just poised. You know, he just isn't. He just goes on and he just does the next play, and he understands what his role is. His role is to get it to his playmakers and let them do their thing. And that's just not an attitude we've had in Kansas City since Len Dawson. And it's impressive to watch, and sky's the limit on this kid. But it is two games, or actually three now. You know, and I think his toughest task is going to be Sunday, playing at home, all the hype, all the expectations. He's going to win Player of the Week again. You know, I'm going to be really interested to see how he handles playing at home.
Nick, take us to yesterday, the 21-0 lead, and then it quickly dissipates and it's 21-all going into the half. Did it feel like, oh, here we go again, Chiefs Steelers?
No, yeah, absolutely. I mean, they were up 21-0, and I knew. I mean, there's no way Ben Roethlisberger, he's too good a quarterback. Our defense is just that bad.
Yeah.
And, you know, what hurt this team is that they just kind of had a lack of passion. And, you know, in that first half, they had a good first couple of drives. Defensively, they did pretty good. Obviously, the turnover, the penalty, and, you know, I don't know. Some of these penalties that were called yesterday were just absolutely mind-numbing. But, yeah, you knew that Pittsburgh was going to come back. And, you know, I was so impressed with what Mahomes did in the second half. You know, he basically said, okay, guys, we're going to have to score a touchdown in every possession. So what did they do? They scored touchdowns. And they just kept putting the pressure on Pittsburgh. And then, you know, something happened right before halftime. I don't know if you guys saw it on the telecast, but Eric Berry went up to Andy Reid and said, we got to put some heat. You could hear him say, you could see him lip sync the words. And they put some heat on him in the second half, and that really was the difference. Mm-hmm. So, but yeah, I still thought if Pittsburgh got the ball again at the end of the game, they were going to win it. So, but then that's warranted for a quarterback like Ben Roethlisberger.
Yeah, he's elite. I'm with you. I love his game. He's so tough to get to the ground. I think they got him once yesterday. Nick Athan, as we recap Pittsburgh and the Kansas City Chiefs, Chiefs 2-0. Denver's 2-0. Oakland's looking for their first win of the year. Chargers are 1-1. So help us out 2 weeks into the season. Look, I'm a Broncos fan, Nick. Denver's a fake 2-0 right now. They are. I hate to admit that. Look, they'd rather be 2-0, obviously, than 0-2, but I think there's a little fool's gold in Denver's unblemished record so far. Division is clearly the Chiefs. Is that going over the top?
Yeah, I mean, the Chiefs are number one in offense, number one in special teams, and last in defense. Now, I think at some point the defense is going to have to step up. I think that's going to be an Achilles heel to where there could be, you know, they could slip. But, you know, I agree with you with Denver. I'm not impressed with the new quarterback. You know, I mean, the Raiders should have won, no question. Seattle probably should have won. But, you know, Denver every year, first two games, always at home. Always.
Yeah,
I don't know what it is. And so look at the Chiefs. They've got 8 games left. The Broncos have 6 left at home. So, I mean, that is a huge difference when you can go win on the road. I don't know how the Broncos are going to win a whole lot of games on the road. I thought the Chargers were impressive in the first half. In the second half, you know, they just kind of, they didn't really put them away. They allowed Buffalo to get back a little bit in the game. And, of course, you know, they had, you know, Vontae Davis quit at halftime. You know, so it just, it was a strange week. And as far as the Raiders go, I mean, I don't know what Gruden's doing. I mean, he bashes his quarterback all last week. He comes out and he plays a little bit better. And Gruden just seems like he's not even coaching on the sidelines. I mean, I watched a lot of that game yesterday, and he just sat there with that scowl, and it's like he didn't even talk to anybody. It just, that's a strange deal for me right now. I don't get that. So to answer your question, yes, Chiefs are the team to beat. Are they going to go 16-0? No. But this probably now is a team that can maybe get 12 wins, and that'll certainly be a number one or number two seed in the AFC.
Nick, last thing for you defensively. I hear you on Josh Gordon. It would be you know, an embarrassment of riches if they bring him in. And I don't know what's out there to help shore up this defense, but help me out with Justin Houston. Admittedly, I haven't seen a lot of the Kansas City games. It was, you know, it was Vikings, Green Bay for me mostly, and flipping
right
back to Chiefs and Steelers. What kind of year has Justin Houston had so far?
He's done nothing.
Okay.
I mean, he really has. I mean, he had one good stop, you know, on a 3rd and 2 before the Steelers scored a touchdown late in the game. He did get held really badly. Actually was taken down on that touchdown where Roethlisberger crossed the line of scrimmage. Other than that, he's made a couple of running plays. Dee Ford's been a guy that just doesn't seem to go full speed. And, you know, Breland's just not ready yet to kind of step in and be that pass rusher. He's got to lose some weight because they're taking him from defensive end to outside linebacker. So on the pass rush, something's got to give. Now, Barry's supposed to be practicing this week, and they are talking to Breshad Breland again. Mm. He wants a whole pile of money, and I think the Chiefs at this point are probably just going to have to pay it because they've got some issues at safety. They've got some issues at corner, and they're going to need four solid cornerbacks. And so far, Bob Sutton, who has done this throughout his entire career, refuses to play some younger guys. And he's got some guys that are probably better on the bench, like Armani Watts, you know, the safety he should be playing. There's no question about he should be playing, and he's not. And he just does this from time to time and quite a bit, you know, recently with the Chiefs. So Barry coming back is certainly going to make this defense better, but they still need to get a pass rush. And they finally got to Roethlisberger a little bit in the second half because they just collapsed the pocket. And if they do nothing more than that, you know, I think they're going to be okay. Maybe they're the 26th-ranked defense instead of 32, you know, mid-season. That would be a good goal to have. But they've got some issues on that side of the ball, and I'm very concerned that if they don't decide they want it harder and play harder and are more prepared, you know, I just think it's a lot of pressure to put on Mahomes. It clearly doesn't seem to bother him. So, but you just can't do that in the postseason.
So far, so good. Give us the website one more time, Nick.
Chiefsblitz.com.
Chiefsblitz.com. Nick, we'll recap the San Francisco 49ers. Chiefs, the home opener. Of course, you can hear the game right here, home and away voice of the Kansas City Chiefs. Thank you, Nick.
All right, guys, thanks for having me on.
Yeah, good to talk to you. Nick Athan, as we recap the Chiefs do play here. Let's do some college football. Hello, Bama Bob.
Hey, Bama Bob, how you doing today?
Better than Willie Taggart, boys. How about you?
Yeah, really, right? Whew. Bama, there's GoFundMes being set up to help with this $21 million buyout? Is that what I saw? Something ridiculous like that. I mean, look, it's never going to happen, but you're right. Boy, the state of Florida this year, with some exceptions, notable exceptions, but I get your point. Hey, Bama, let's start. Speaking of Willie Taggart, let's start in the ACC as we take a look at the Power 5 conferences, get a take, or a minute or so on each of those from both you, Trent, and I'll chime in if I have something to say. So, you know, your biggest takeaway this past weekend from the ACC was what?
Well, I mean, it's Clemson and the, 11, 12, 13 dwarfs, whatever it is in that conference.
Right.
I mean, look, to me the shocker was Florida State. And you know, we're seeing things written, well, you know, it's Jimbo Fisher's fault. He left the cupboard bare and, you know, give Taggart time and all this kind of stuff. And that only goes so far. When you lose, you know, I tell you what, Ken, they were lucky they didn't lose to Samford, which they were down six, whatever it was, in the fourth quarter of that game. They might not make a bowl game this year. I mean, you start looking at that schedule, and it's not murderer's row, but who are they going to beat? Or who are they really, you know, who you look at and go, okay, that's a guaranteed win. They looked so bad in that game and got pushed around. That's what was just amazing to me. I mean, this was no fluke. That was 30-7, and Syracuse was the more physical team. So that was my biggest takeaway. And then, you know, the other thing that we got to keep our eye on, I don't want to call it a controversy at Clemson, but they got two guys that can play quarterback, and Trevor Lawrence can throw it. Kelly Bryant's got the experience. Lawrence looked better than Bryant against Georgia Southern this weekend, so that's something. And, again, their schedule is so easy when you start looking at it. There's no Miami, there's no Virginia Tech on that schedule regular season, so they're going to have a chance to – they're not probably going to be tested, but – a lot of people clamoring for Lawrence right now.
Hmm. You have one, Trent Connor, on the ACC?
Just sign me up right now for that Duke-Boston College ACC championship
game. You know, it's funny you mentioned that because those are my two takeaways from this week, too.
I mean, of course, Clemson's
going to be
there.
But I get your point.
And Vodtech still has the name cachet, and they're unbeaten. But those two teams are good.
Yes, not bad. Look, Duke has beaten Baylor and Northwestern in consecutive weeks, and I'm absolutely with you, Trent Condon. I think you're on the money. Boston College, they got a quarterback, they got a running back in A.J. Dillon, who's a pain in the you-know-what to get on the ground. Here's my other takeaway, boys. Dino Babers can do a post-game speech, can he not? Did you see that locker room speech, Bama, after they beat Florida State?
I did. That was amazing.
Yeah, pretty
absolutely
good.
Amazing. They're going to be a factor. I think they're going to be a factor in the ACC this year.
I'm with you. Boys, let's move to the Big 12. Trent, I'll start with you. Your takeaway on what you saw this week in the Big 12 was what?
Maybe it is more than just Oklahoma and everybody else, as we've seen.
Saturday night, did that get your attention?
A little bit, yeah. That team certainly has made some improvements in Texas. You got Oklahoma State what they did against Boise. And West Virginia, didn't want to read too much in that Tennessee win. The defense has at the very least improved. And if Will Greer's upright with those weapons on the outside, you know they're going to score points.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's not going to be a coasting in for OU this year.
Mm. What was your takeaway from the Big 12, Bama?
Well, I mean, to me, two. Oklahoma State, I think, is going to be right there. That was a great win over Boise. And I'm with you on, I don't know this is going to be a cakewalk for Oklahoma. Listen, the thing is, if I'm Iowa State, and I know you lost a game, there's no more victories, I get that, but you've got to be excited because they did not look overmatched athletically and physically against Oklahoma to me.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Oklahoma, that's a game in the past where they would just pull away, especially with a guy as good as Kyler Murray. He's great. And I know, you got two losses, and, you're, as Bill Parcells says, you are what your record says you are. But I'm really encouraged if I'm Iowa State because they lost a lot of talent last year and they're replacing it. And that is a program like that, that's kind of hard to do. The other thing is, and we covered it Friday, Trent, Rock Chalk.
Yeah.
My goodness, we have ourselves a bona fide winning streak in Lawrence, Kansas.
Yeah, about that. They're 2-1. Just remarkable. Here's my takeaways. Kyler Murray is really good. TCU, at least for a while, went toe-to-toe with Ohio State, who I think is an elite football team in college football. I was really impressed to my TCU speed. That was jumping off the television screen. I like Texas's win. It looks like they're headed in the right direction. And Oklahoma State, boys, look, I'm going to save my take for the group of five because that was such an important spot for Boise State. And Oklahoma State never gave them a chance. Oklahoma State certainly showed me something, the quarterback as well. And speaking of quarterbacks, young Bowman kid at Texas Tech, my God, how about the numbers that he put up this past weekend? Texas Tech with an air raid that was against Houston, and Houston's not a bad football team. So a lot of takeaways in the Big 12. Let's move to the Big 10. Bama, you're up first. Your takeaway on the Big 10 is what?
Nebraska's not going to get to a bowl game this year. I mean, those two – I think that Akron game, now that, look, by the way, hello Iowa State for Akron.
Yeah, this week, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know that they would have beat Akron. I think not playing that first game really hurt them going in, opening against Colorado, who had played a game. I think losing Angel Martinez late in that game hurt them Saturday against Troy. But you look at the schedule, guys, unless they make up that first game, they've got 10 left. Where are they going to get 6 wins out of that? It's just too hard. I mean, you got the big boys in the East, plus you still have, Minnesota, who I think is really good.
Yeah, so far.
And Iowa and Wisconsin, where are they going to get the 6 wins? So that was one. Wisconsin probably cost themselves a shot at the playoff with that loss to BYU. Somebody tell me, why the hell do we get excited over Purdue every year? I mean, seriously.
I'm guilty. Trent does it, but I'm guilty.
Yep. I mean, look, Missouri's not a bad team.
Right.
I get it. But they're
0-3.
Yeah. I mean, they're not, again. So
can we call them the best 0-3 team in the country? No, I don't want to go there.
They're probably better than a few 1-2 teams.
They probably are.
Trent, you are what your record says you are.
Yeah, I know. You're right. Trent?
Well, speaking of teams that are making a comeback the other way, how about Northwestern?
Yeah.
And leading 21-3 at the half. Akron gets their first win since the 1800s against a Big Ten team. It's kind of a rite of passage. Fitz takes a team, overachieves, and gets them to 9-10 wins. And then the next season, they're huge disappointments. Mm-hmm. And it looks like we're heading there again with the Wildcats.
Yeah, I'm with you. Look, Minnesota's off to a 3-0 start. Good for them. Obviously, the game of the week in the Big Ten West, game of the year in the Big Ten West is this week at Kinnick Stadium. Ohio State looked really, really, really good. I was impressed with them. If you're Rutgers, I mean, Steve, I think his name is Polito, who covers Rutgers on a full-time basis for the New Jersey paper. He thought, and he tweeted as much, that Rutgers has quit on Chris Ash. That's not good when you've got a guy sitting in the press box watching that game, a team that he covers. And he's a well-respected journalist, been writing sports right. for a long, long time. When he puts that out there that this team has quit on Chris Ash, I don't think it's Chris Ash is long for Rutgers, which may not be a bad thing career-wise for him to move on.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's toxic out there. Yeah. It really is. And you're right. Journalists like that don't just throw lines out. They're true journalists.
Now, right.
Some people will. You know, if you're a talk show host or, you know, got an ESPN show or Feinbaum or whoever, you'll throw it out there. Journalists, no, especially ones that cover the team because they know how that's going to play in the locker room.
No doubt. Trent Condon, Mr. Pac-12. You told us Herm would get beat. Herm got beat.
Yeah, I've had that one. I also thought Utah was going to get Washington.
I thought they'd play him tougher, too.
They had opportunities, a lot of opportunities. Watched a lot of that one late and just kind of Utah. Good defensively, but just never quite enough offensively to be that next step, to be a team that can play in the Pac-12 title game. But Arizona State, kind of what you expected. And UCLA, the Chip Kelly regime,
Eesh.
It's going to take a while, huh?
Yeah, that's for sure. Bamo, your takeaway on the Pac-12? I know you watched that Utah-Washington game.
Yeah, a couple of them. The officiating in that conference is awful. Mm-hmm. I mean, it is flat-out awful. Utah had two players ejected for targeting, which to me looked like regular football plays. Now, that's a different, maybe another discussion for another day, but we've got to stop throwing kids out for, you know, bumping into a guy's helmet. I mean, if you want to flag it like a face mask, whether it's intentional or not, fine. But when you start ejecting people, you know, for just hustling and, you know, not launching himself or anything like that, then I think we've got a bigger problem. The other thing is, I think, I mean, to me it's clear that the winner of this conference is going to come out of the North. You know, Colorado,
mm-hmm.
pretty good. They got the stud receiver. But, I mean, you start looking at, I mean, where is Bryce Love? I mean, to me that's the big key for mm-hmm. Stanford. They go to Oregon this week. But, you know, Washington State, Oregon, I mean, I don't, you know, UCLA struggling, USC struggling, Arizona awful, Arizona State. You know, not a terrible loss, but again, I just think it's pretty obvious the winner's going to come out of the North.
Yeah, I'm with you, Bama, and I'm going to echo what you said on Chenault, who is absolutely legitimate.
Yeah.
Okay, he plays in Colorado. You're not going to watch a lot of Colorado. I'm talking about, you know, college football fans in general. A,
right.
We don't get the Pac-12 network on DirecTV, so that's going to limit the opportunities to see this kid. Laviska Shenault can play anywhere. If he keeps putting up numbers like this, they're off this week. They're unbeaten. I think they're going to roll through the South Bama. I do. Yeah, they look like they're legit. Montez is a good quarterback, and if he gets the ball in Shenault's hands, they got a chance to score. He's that kind of a player.
A difference maker.
Yeah, he's a difference maker, no doubt. Who do we have this week on? We've got a Friday night game, Pac-12. Here it is right here. Washington State at USC is the 9:30 game on ESPN for those of you still not up. So, not the best game, but anyways. Bama, let's go to the SEC. Your takeaway on the SEC this week. And by the way, so Bama and I are texting back and forth throughout the afternoon, right,
mm-hmm.
Trent? I text Bama at one point. He says, he didn't answer the question I sent him. His reply was, 10 seconds into the game, Alabama's down 7-0.
Mm-hmm.
Halftime, Bama, what was the score, 49-7 or something like that?
Yeah, something like that, 49-7. I mean, listen, I knew Ole Miss, or I was very confident that Ole Miss would struggle stopping them. And Alabama literally could have put up 100. Tua played a quarter and a half in this game. Jalen Hurts played maybe another quarter, and then they just started running dive plays. But I was stunned that Ole Miss couldn't get the ball to these receivers more. But that's what you cannot beat Alabama being one-dimensional. If you can't run, you don't have a threat running, you can't beat them. And, good God, their offense is just scary. This, this is a Pac-12 type of offense, or Big 12 type of offense that we've seen, but they've got the defense to go with it now, and I don't know who's going to stop them. Yeah. You know, the other thing, Mississippi State's pretty good. Mm-hmm. LSU and Auburn, neither one of those teams I don't think is going to go anywhere. Give credit to Joe Burrow. Give credit to Coach O for coming back. This is the typical Auburn team. You know, they're good when they're not supposed to be, and they're not good when they are. They're trying to make parallels to last year when they lost this game and went on to the SEC championship game. Only difference is this year Alabama and Georgia are not on the plains. They're in Tuscaloosa and Athens, so I don't give much of a shot in those games. And how about Vandy scaring the crap out of Notre Dame up in South?
Bama, I thought the kid caught the ball. He comes down, and the ball pops out, unfortunately, and I would have loved to – college football would have loved to have seen – if they were able to punch it in. Trent, what did you see in the SEC?
Well, a little story after the game. So I was home and watching the afternoon games with my grandma, who is a huge sports fan, 82 years old, loves her sports, and loves LSU because her brother-in-law was the wrestling coach at LSU during the 70s and 80s. So we're watching the game afterwards, and they cut to Coach O. What is that man talking about? She couldn't understand a word he was saying. That's Coach O, Grandma. That's Coach O. He is one of a kind.
Yeah, how about when he's bumping his chest, or what was he doing with the cop, the security,
yes.
the state trooper, whatever it is, that walks him onto the field? That was unbelievable. Now tell me about this kid, Cole Tracy. Where does he kick? Assumption, a Division III school in Massachusetts? Something like, you know, he doesn't get 1,000 people out to his game. The game is on the line. Here's this grad transfer kicker, Tracy, walks onto the field, Bama, and sticks it through the uprights. What an amazing, amazing moment. Jordan-Hare Stadium, you could hear a pin drop after he made that kick. I enjoyed that game. I thought that was a really fun game to watch.
It was a good game. It was back and forth.
Yep.
You know, LSU jumped out. Auburn countered. LSU came back. It was just one of those typical LSU-Auburn games. I mean, that spread, I mean, you look at this, these games are always close. I mean, they really are. And I tell you right now, Alabama would take that kicker. I mean, because I think if you look at one weakness on that team, is they are struggling to find a field goal kicker. And that eventually, you know, as you get later in the season, it gets really, really good teams to catch up to them. So they got to find somebody somewhere and put a ball through the upright.
Bama, it looks inevitable. Alabama, Clemson, maybe it is Ohio State coming out, and one other team, and we'll figure that out, Oklahoma or whoever it may be. But is Urban Meyer going to find a way to screw this up? How good they've looked offensively, opening up the passing game more than normal. Is he going to come up and mess with what we've seen offensively from the Buckeyes and maybe screw up to what feels like the inevitable, a pretty nice Final Four when we get to the college football playoff?
I don't think so, Trent, because, I mean, listen, two things. One, say what you want about him personally or how he handled the situation here or at Florida or whatever. The guy's an excellent football coach. Mm-hmm. The other thing is he's been allowed to coach practice. So Urban Meyer has been heavily involved in the game. Not calling the plays, I understand that. But he's been heavily involved in the game plan and how they're going to use this. So, I mean, I don't think much is going to change when he comes. But I'll tell you what, I mean, to me, the thing that would worry me a little bit is the Bosa injury. I mean, how bad is that? How long is it going to keep him out? Is that something that's going to nag him all year? So, you know, if you want to look at top four right now, for me, it's Alabama, clearly. I got Oklahoma. I think that one to Iowa State was pretty good. Georgia. And to me, it's Clemson a little bit over Ohio State. That wasn't really a road game. I mean, there were, what, 70-30 Ohio State fans in that stadium. But a good win over a good TCU team. And I'll tell you guys, after those five, I mean, the rest of them, there's such a gap. I mean, I know LSU is six, but, I mean, LSU, Stanford, Notre Dame, Auburn, Washington, they all have warts, and those top five don't. So it's going to be interesting to see right now, to me, which one of those top five get left out.
Mm. It was a tough day yesterday for number 11, Austin Mack, I'm assuming, watching the tape back of that. He could not catch a football to save his life. Guys, I just got one on the group of five, if you will. And, look, Boise State had to go in to Stillwater and win that football game to have any opportunity to hear, you know, to be in consideration for a primo, not in the playoff, but for a primo spot in the Bowl Alliance. And They lost all chance with that. You know, credit to Oklahoma State. I thought Boise State, definitely the Broncos were going to show up and play, but they didn't. Boys, we're out of time. We got to run on that. Good stuff, Bama. We will. I will. Trent is off Friday, so it's just you and I on Friday. We'll go over a whole bunch of games and preview the weekend. Look forward to it. Thank you, Bama.
All right, guys. Look forward to it then. Talk to you later.
Yep, good to talk to you. Bama Bob, Trent and I going around college football. All right, Trent Condon, your team, you've waited all weekend to see your Bears.
Yeah.
And to see what steps they take after that near miss against Green Bay last week. Seattle's in town. I watched Seattle in week number one. It's not the same Seahawks team. You know, Denver is not a good team. They're 2-0, I get it, but they're a fake 2-0. And Seattle... was Denver's first win of that 2-0 slate. So, look, the Bears are favored. I think it's legit that they're favored. What do you want to see?
Want to see more from Trubisky outside of the scripted place, more deeper into the football game, him standing in the pocket making throws, not also on the move. He's got to be able to show that he can do that. I think the spread's getting a little too hefty, though. I think I'm going to take a taste on Seattle. 4.5?
Are you?
Yeah. I think this will be a tight game. I really do. And
I hope so.
The Seahawks aren't, obviously, what we've seen the last, what, 6-7 years.
Right.
They're taking a big step from that. But Bears, are we sure they should be favored against 4.5 against anybody short of the Bills right now?
Well, they're at home, so you've got to factor that into it.
3.5, I buy.
Okay.
4.5, I think, is too much. So, value play on the Seahawks tonight.
Value play on the Seahawks.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's... I think your Bears will win. I don't know what the score will be, but I think your Bears are going to win the football game. We'll say that. Any baseball on the agenda for you tonight, or is it all football, football?
Yeah. You only get 16 of these.
I hear you, brother.
Couple of night games for my Bears early on. There won't be a whole lot going forward, so I'm just going to enjoy the football.
You're
tonight.
Not expecting the flex to rear its head in December?
Ooh, maybe.
This team,
I'm not expecting it, though. No, not at all.
Well, you know what I'm going to be watching, and I'm going to be watching mostly Monday Night Football, because I love Monday Night Football. But you know what I've got on the agenda tonight? Yeah.
WWE?
No. Three letters, though.
Oh. NHL?
Yes.
It is September 17th.
And they will drop the puck at the MTS Center in downtown Winnipeg for the first time this year, and the NHL Network is picking up the game halfway through. It's the Wild and the Jets in an epic clash.
You have problems.
I do have problems. I've got a Winnipeg Jet problem.
And we have a little Wild news, right?
I hope. We are fingers crossed that we're going to talk to Bruce Boudreau either tomorrow, the head coach of the Minnesota Wild, tomorrow or Wednesday, and if not Bruce Boudreau, by the way, the Wild and the Blues play downtown in Des Moines here on Wednesday night. I'm going to talk to Eric Staal, who scored a bunch of goals last year, and he's a really good player, three tall boys in the NHL. So we're going to do some Minnesota Wild at some point tomorrow.
Great. That'll be awesome.
Absolutely. I hope it's Boudreau. I watched him play when I was a kid on Hockey Night in Canada, and I'm going to bring that up to him. Because I'm guessing he doesn't get interviewed by a lot of people that remember his NHL career, what there was of it. We better preview your show before we go. What do you and Jimmy B have planned?
Well, it'll be me today. And, yes.
Come on, Jim. I mean, right?
It's time to just pull the plug, isn't it?
How many days did he work last week?
Full days.
One. Didn't work Monday. Was off Tuesday. He worked Wednesday.
Yeah.
He did his picks on Friday.
Yep, and that was about it.
I think that was it.
Yeah.
So what's his schedule this week? Do you know yet? He's off tomorrow because of the Hawkeye Huddle.
Right,
you're not
going
to bring him in.
No.
So he may make an appearance on Wednesday?
That sounds about right.
And is less of Jimmy B more?
Yeah.
Better?
Yeah. A segment's good for him.
Segment a week or a segment a day?
Well, maybe the,
working on a
maybe
segment
the
a week?
Yeah.
Is it time to take his name off the off the marquee out front? Get to that point.
We're getting there.
He's had a heck of a career. I make fun of Jimmy B. Because it's so easy not to do so, right?
But we got Tom Caker stopping by. Yep. Jeff Hughes will be here. We'll preview that Bears Seahawks
game. The Bears
game.
Blog.
Yes. And Wolfgang will be here, too. So busy show getting you home from 4 until 6.
That means we will be another day closer to Wisconsin and Iowa, 7:30 on Fox. It works out perfectly. The Clones play early in the morning on FS1 against suddenly red-hot Akron. Although they're going to come down to earth this week, I have a feeling. I was impressed, as I said. Iowa State didn't go in the win column, but as Bama said, and I agree with them, they didn't flinch.
I'll be in Vegas.
I know you will.
Oh.
I know you will.
It's going to be good.
Yeah, it will be. Saturday in the Racing Sportsbook. Well, in the Sportsbook is unbelievable during college football
season. I haven't been there. I've been there in December, like Championship Saturday, mm-hmm. but I haven't been there for a full-fledged college football Saturday.
Anxious to hear your report when you get back a week from today, but you've got some work to do before you get on that airplane on Thursday after our show, so we will reconvene tomorrow at noon. Monday Night Football plays here. If you can't be in front of your TV, we have the Seahawks and the Bears on the radio. Look forward to that. Until tomorrow, we appreciate you being here. Jimmy B and TC get you home. Well, TC does from 4 until 6. Trent and I are back tomorrow at noon. By the way, real quick, all of our guests appear on the Dr. Stephen Fuller and Fuller Family Dentistry Hotline. Two locations, 2822 East 29th Street in Des Moines, 410 8th Street Southwest in Altoona. Have a great night, everybody. Appreciate you being here. It's the Ken Miller Show, 1700 KBGG.
The Kansas City Chiefs play here. 1700 KBGG.
Build your business. At Signorama of Urbandale, we offer customized solutions for signs, branding, marketing, and advertising. We have a full range of custom sign and graphic services to meet your needs, build your brand, and create your image. Look around and you'll see how Andy Woodley and his staff help businesses enhance visibility and get noticed. Let us work with you to understand your unique marketing goals and help you reach them. Signorama of Urbandale, the way to grow your business. 3368 100th Street in Urbandale and online at signorama.com/IA- Urbandale.
Oh, bud, I heard these guys live once.
How was it?
It was way more
like this!
This is awesome!
Give them a concert experience they'll never forget and save on the ticket. Buy two boxes of participating Big G cereals like Cinnamon Toast Crunch, Honey Nut Cheerios, or Lucky Charms for a $10 Ticketmaster ticket cash code.
Hey, how about tickets to the game Sunday?
Seriously?
Must be 13 years or older. Redeem impact code by 10/27/18. Exclusions apply. Visit Ticketmaster.com/General Mills cereal for full terms and conditions.
Save big this autumn season during Menards Fall Catalog Sale. Add style and function to your home with Dakota pre-finished wood shelving. Create your own decorative shelving space to display family pictures, crafts, and more. Dakota's 7 3/4 inch deep, 4 foot long pre-finished shelves are available in 5 finishes with 4 finished edges. They're on sale for just $5.99. Sale prices are good through September 22nd during Menards Fall Catalog Sale.
Save big money at Menards.
Everyone is a champion in their own way, but aches and pains can make you want to give up on your training or workouts. Instead of relying on pain medication to power through, stay active with help from Champions Recovery Room and Physical Therapy. They give you a personal touch to work towards your own wellness goals. With athletic recovery programs to outpatient orthopedic therapy, Angela Spencer PT of Champions Recovery Room will get you feeling your best. Champions Recovery Room and Physical Therapy, 3030 100th Street in Urbandale, and online at championsrecoveryroom.com.
Whoa, long time no see. It's me, the Rock t-shirt in the back of your closet. Dude, remember? You crowd surfed in me, man.
But you haven't worn me in like forever.
I get it, you're retired, but I still got some rock left in me. So take me to Goodwill, where I can really make a difference.
Your donations to Goodwill create jobs, training programs, and education assistance for people in your community. To find your nearest donation center, go to goodwill.org. Donate stuff. Create jobs. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Staples knows printing in color is better when promoting your business. But don't take our word for it. Research shows that color makes your company look more professional and improves brand recognition. It's also snazzier. Staples didn't research that last part. It just seems obvious. So come into Staples and get 20% back in rewards on color printing, from banners to brochures and copies to presentations. Print more color, save more money at Staples.
In-store only. Ends 11/10/18. Restrictions apply. See store associate or staples.com/20back for details.
1700 KBGG. Des Moines. A Cumulus station. Big news, big talk.